From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Prototype, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
This evening. All right. We're gonna start off the show with an original called We Got Each Other. We wrote this not too long ago. Hope you guys enjoy it.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio open mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins, and along with Brad Becker, we welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 598th live performance, now in our 16th broadcast season. Tonight, we are pleased to present a program of great live music with Prototype. Prototype is the dynamic duo of Steve Newberry and Brett Higgins. Steve grew up heavily influenced by the Motown era, as well as several generations of jazz music. Brett has joined Steve to express their passion for a wide collection of musical genres. Please welcome Prototype to the Red Barn stage.
Said I
been in love for the first time that I met you, baby. And baby, I know you felt the same way too, The first time we talked, I knew that we would be, baby, together forever, just you and me. And this might sound strange, but baby, baby, it's true, baby. I wanna be there for only you. I want you to know that I will treat you right, baby. I'll just love and protect you with all of my might. I'm seeing, girl, the only one for me. Ooh, baby, can't you see? Girl, I wanna be with you, so won't you be my boo? Girl, the only one for me. Ooh, baby, can't you see? Girl, I wanna be with you, so won't you be my boo? Girl, the only one for me. Ooh, baby, can't you see? Girl, I wanna be with you, so won't you be my boo? Girl, the only one for me. Ooh, baby, can't you see? Girl, I wanna be with you, so won't you be my boo? Girl, the only one for me.
Thank you. Now here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker to speak more with Prototype.
All right. Feels good.
Thank you.
Really,
thank
I came in tonight feeling a little heavy. Yeah. Stuff going on. Back hurts a little bit.
Oh, man.
But this feels good. It's really nice.
Good, good. Well, I hope we're healing you.
Yeah, you are. You are. Good. You are. What's the setting you usually play in, Steve?
Steve Newbury.
We play at the Red Mile some. We do everything from dinner music to some louder places, you know, clubs and stuff like that.
How do you keep that kind of a thing alive and enjoyable when you're doing something that's sort of repetitive?
One thing is the way that makes you feel.
Brett Higgins.
Music is everything to me. And it's a gift that, you know, God gave me. And I'm blessed and fortunate to. I love people.
Yeah.
So people and music go together. And when we perform, the energy that we get and the response that we get from the individuals that we play for, whether it be 2 people, 300 people, how it makes them feel is what keeps us going. And that gives us that umph, that gives us that push that we're doing something right.
Yeah,
When people are telling us to feel, your back is healing because.
Yeah, that's right. No, it really is. I mean, you know, it's just, it's mind is a powerful thing, and it's right. The music is really uplifting.
Yeah.
Met in 2009. Is that about right? Can you rewind from there a little bit, both of you, and sort of talk a little bit about the sort of the music that influenced you, but the environments you grew up in?
I grew up with music in my home. My mother's a real good piano player, and my mom and dad both sing, and we always had a radio on in the car, you know, starting back that early. But I joined a school band, and I play the tuba too, and that's how I actually met Brett. I was in a little instrumental group, and a trumpet player was a good friend of Brett's, and he said, this guy sings real good. Why don't we have him come in? So he came in, and he sang a standard Georgia On My Mind, Hoagy Carmichael tune. He blew us away, and none of us could carry a tune. So we were like, yeah. And then after that, we just kept playing. And once that group kind of went by the wayside, he called me a couple of years ago, and I said, yeah, you know, because he's always easy to work with. And
Steve, did you grow up in Lexington?
No, I grew up in Kentucky at different times in my life. I've lived in Hazard. I've lived in Leslie County. I lived in London. I went back and forth between here and Illinois a few times, like mostly Southern Illinois. And then as a grown man, I was up in Chicago for a while just for work and trying to play in a band. Actually, I went up there with some musicians.
Oh, you did?
It didn't work out.
How old were you when you did that?
22 or 3. Huh? Yeah.
Did you do college?
I did for a while.
Do music training in college?
Yeah, I had a music scholarship. They probably should have took it sooner than they did. I wasn't very attentive. I did my ensemble stuff, but I wasn't real into the academics. I was too young and ignorant to appreciate what I had. So, you know how it is.
It's not an uncommon story.
No, no.
What is it that happens when young musicians go into an academic music program? Is there something that universities, colleges need to be thinking about when they construct curriculum for young musicians?
I think they're doing better now. There's a lot more contemporary ensembles and mm-hmm. things of that nature to play in. But at the same time, it's important to be open-minded, just because you don't realize why they're trying to teach you why you're taking theory and breaking down Bach chorales and stuff. You know, it does come in handy later when you least expect it, you know.
Yeah.
So I should have been less hard-headed about some of those things and just gone with it, you know. But yeah, definitely it helps to have more modern ensembles. And very diverse, you know. It's not just a couple jazz ensembles. I think it's out there if a student wants to do it. It's all there.
Yeah, right.
Look in my eyes. Tell me what you see. Please don't lie. Am I really living free? When I turn on the news, all I see is bad. Somebody tell me we're most living so sad. Oh, I can't breathe. Thank you. And that of my wife's. And sometimes when we go somewhere, they stop and say, Lord, it makes my soul cry. But her granddaddy wasn't a fan of ours from the start, no. But he so much, I really love his grandbaby. And he's got a change of heart.
Brett, what about you? Can you go back to your teen years? I mean, I see some of your influences, and a lot of them, you know, speak loudly and clearly when you sing.
I grew up in a home, you know, where we, you know, we did the church, and my dad, you know, he sang in the choir, so, you know, and he's a loud singer, so sometimes I don't know how to tone that down, and I get that a lot of that from him. You know, we had a lot of music growing up. You know, mom and dad, they both had the, you know, Earth, Wind, and Fire. They had the Heat Wave, you know, all that good stuff that young kids should be raised on now. But,
young kids.
All young kids. And, you know, when we go to Tennessee, you know, we have family in Nashville. You know, we go down there, it'd be at night. You know, you got your Bryan Adams. You got your soft rock. So, you know, this one we got our, you know, well, a little Aerosmith was on there at that time, too. I don't know how that got in there, but it wasn't soft rock. But still, you know, you had all that. So we had a mixture of different genres and stuff like that. There were a lot of our family is musically inclined. So
how many are there? I know your mom's here.
How many in my...
In your family, how many are there?
Oh, man. Oh, my goodness. Siblings, I have 8.
But yeah.
I grew up with two brothers, by two brothers. You know, we're the full brothers, 3 of us in the house. Mom... She raised us all 3 pretty much, you know, by herself. So she's a strong woman out there. She's out there in the audience right now.
Did it require discipline for you to keep at your music? Is it for you? Has it always been
music
vocals,
is,
or have you done other things too?
I did theater and stuff like that in high school. You know, I was just messing around one day. It was actually around September 11th, you know, when that happened. Mm. It was Cowboy Day. I remember like it was yesterday, and I was in character. And I didn't break character the whole day. Of course, we didn't know what was going on until we got to our music room. But the drama teacher was just in love with the fact that I could take on a character and just not, you know, I could be that person. You know, I believe I was a junior in high school, 16, 17 or something like that. I auditioned for a play, and then the next year I was in Greece. I was Kaniki in Greece. So, I mean, it's just music has always been around me. It's always been something I feel like I was born to do. And you just get confirmation each and every, and we're blessed enough to be here right now. I feel like that's a big testament right there. And blessed to be here, so.
Baby, I know it's true. I need you in my life.
come inside. I can't get enough of you. No, no, baby, you know it's true. I need you in my life. Come inside. I can't get enough of you. No, baby, you know it's true. I need you in my life. Come inside. I can't get enough of you. Oh, no, no, baby, you know it's true. I need you in my life. By my side. But together, baby, I can see you and me together forever. Oh, oh, so girl, just take my hand and I'll take you anywhere. Girl, don't be scared, cause no thing, yeah. I can't get enough of you, no, no, baby, I know it's true. I need you in my life, by my side. I can't get enough of you, no, no, baby, I know it's true. I need you in my life, and by my side, yeah. I can't get enough of you, no, no, baby, I know it's true. I need you in my life, and by my side, yeah. I can't get enough of you, no, baby, I know it's true. I need you in my life, by my side. I can't get enough of you, no, no, baby, I know it's true. Said, I need you in my life, by my side. I can't get enough of you, no, no, baby, I know it's true. I need you in my life, by my side.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Prototype, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more of Prototype after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.